welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Today, I would like to share with you a verse from John chapter 6, verse 44, and it says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day." And this verse is incredible. The very words of Jesus himself saying, listen, nobody can come to me unless my Father allows it to be so. My Father must be the one to draw you to myself, to draw you to come to know me, to come into salvation, to come into truth, and to come into the new life, the new birth that only I can bring. And as you think about this verse for a moment, it should get us thinking, so what do we do if it's God alone that can draw us to the Son? What part do we play? If it's not by our own effort, if it's only even initiated by the power and the mercy and the grace of God, what is it that we do as those who are waiting, maybe to be drawn today, maybe to come closer to God? And some may think, maybe we just wait. Maybe there is nothing to do. Maybe we kind of just sit aside with our hands folded, only hoping and waiting that God would draw us to himself. But here goes the thing. God is calling us. He's saying that if you hear my voice today, that if you hear this scripture and it's bubbling in your heart, that you must be drawn to the Son, that you've got to find him, and that you want to hear the voice of God drawing you in, then God says today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your hearts. Don't walk away. Don't, step only to the side, but bow before the Lord of all. Bow before the Lord Jesus Christ, even now, and look to him pleading, saying, Lord Jesus, open my heart, open my ears. Father in heaven, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Open up the heavens on my life today. Draw me to yourself. Have mercy, God. Let your grace open my eyes that I would turn from darkness and turn to the light. There is hope today. There is hope that the Father would draw us in. And our duty, our hope is found in bowing before the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of all, pleading with the Father, saying, Father, have your way this day. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them. I'm praying today that the Father would draw you in today. I'm praying that right now, if you're listening and your heart is moving and your mind is beginning to get flooded with this word and with the truth of God, I pray today that the Father would draw you in and that you would find the life that is offered only by the Lord Jesus Christ. He says that I would raise them up at the last day, that one day we will close our eyes only to open to see him in all of his glory, that one day he may return and we would be ready as those who have already been drawn to his great glory and power. May the Father draw you in today, and may you be blessed.